Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go on a Monday. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon. Full show back from the holiday. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Heading into... I feel like it's the third time in a row we've kind of said this.
A do or die game,
another
perhaps?
Must win, an actual must win game for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Good to be back with everybody. I don't know what the heck happened right before we hopped on the air. We normally don't hop on the air at this point in time.
Yeah, we're like 5 minutes late.
Yeah, I got the brief synopsis. That was quite the. I need to go back and listen.
It sounds like Eric Stone Street called in to talk to Dusty. Didn't like some of the things he had to say. And then they needed a few minutes to sort it out.
I love it.
You know, it's fine. Paul Rudd wants to come in to argue Alex over shotgun runs. That's fine. We're available for the rest of the day.
Look, I think
we'll
it's
talk to all Kansas City royalty, you know?
I think it's pretty cool. Stone Street just called in.
Yeah.
He was listening to the radio. We appreciate it.
It's good to have fans that care. I will say.
No doubt.
Like having fans that care and want to care about the team. Those things are important and will continue to be important. So he's just another member of Chiefs Kingdom that is frustrated. And honestly, how couldn't you be? Genuinely, how couldn't you be frustrated with this team? They constantly do things that look like a good team and then constantly do things that make them look like one of the worst teams in the league as far as like penalties and taking care of the football and just general effort things or simple or small things they do well. And then I can't be, and like, I kind of refuse to be the person coming and be like, fireball, they all stink. I'm like, I don't know. I saw a Bills fan over the weekend that I think should perfectly, and then we'll talk about the team where they are, perfectly make you feel the way you should feel about this team, at least the leadership. Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Patrick Mahomes, and others. A Bills fan had tweeted out over the weekend, if you woke me up one day and Sean McDermott had won 3 Super Bowls in the last 6 years and had been to 5 of the last Super Bowls, he could punch me in the face every morning that I woke up and I'd say, thanks, Sean. What a lovely day it is. And there is part of me that says that. That doesn't make this season any less frustrating, Gold. Because it's just the Dallas Cowboys game was another one of, let it slip away. And then we just have to wonder all year if they're going to actually make the playoffs, et cetera.
We'll briefly get back into that game because this is our first show since the Cowboys loss for Kansas City. I think I said this after the Christmas Day game a couple years ago as well. I know why the Chiefs are on Thanksgiving. I know why the Chiefs are on Christmas. And I'll fully admit my answer would be different if the Chiefs had won on Thanksgiving. I'm sick of them playing on holidays. And you can say, like, Drew was going to chime in and say, don't let it impact your day. I'm just telling you, I know I'm not alone in this. I don't want another Christmas or Thanksgiving Day game. The Chiefs lose, and then it sours everybody the rest of the evening. We were having a great Thanksgiving. We're all watching the game together. It was a ton of fun. And I'll admit, the rest of the evening was not the same. Everybody was a little bit down.
Vibes bad.
Yeah, the vibes were not good.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I know I'm not the only one in Kansas City that had that experience with their family. The same thing happened on Christmas with the Raiders game a couple years ago. So I'm done with the holiday games. I'm just flat out done. And yes, it's a very spoiled thing for me to say, but I'm done with it. I'm sick of it impacting the rest of the holiday, the rest of the evening. If they're going to play on Christmas, which they are this year, at least it's the night game, right? Isn't it? Isn't it an evening game? So you get most of your day.
Yep.
It doesn't, by the time the game's over, it's already, 9 o'clock?
You just go
10 o'clock. Yeah, you're done. But the middle of the day when there's still hours left, yeah. No. Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving? I haven't seen you guys in a bit. It feels like forever.
So I would say Thanksgiving is pretty standard. I go to my family's on Black Friday. We actually get together on the Friday after. I saw my in-laws on actual Thanksgiving. Small affair. I left at halftime of the Chiefs game because we'd gotten together quite a bit earlier in the day.
You didn't finish the game and watch them with the family?
No. Well, there's only like four of us hanging out at that point. It's like, yeah, everybody's got their own things going on. Kids are ready to go home. So halftime we left. So the game was already frustrating and barreling towards being more frustrating. And then Black Friday, we did the normal stuff. We all gambled and then convinced other family members to do it. Taught my kid how to spin a dreidel. You know, the normal stuff that families do. By the way, I have to figure out with you, my daughter
all right.
is really determined this year to she wants to celebrate the other holidays. So she wants like a day of Hanukkah. Is that no good? She wants one day.
Oh, I mean,
a day of Kwanzaa. She wants like a day of like the other holidays.
I mean, the simple answer is I think it's great for everybody to understand another culture or religion or whatever, whether we're talking about religion or anything. I think it's good to experience that and have, especially as a kid, to have
a broad understanding.
Other people that she might be going to school with might celebrate certain things or they're culturally are different. I think that's actually very good.
So five things if she needed to celebrate Hanukkah, right? What do we do? What do we got?
Well, you gotta have
menorah.
Yeah, obviously, you gotta have potato latkes. You gotta have the latkes. You know, you gotta make sure.
I know fried foods there's a religious reason behind.
Yeah, you gotta have the latkes. Okay. You already got the dreidel though. It sounds like you know you gotta
not
play
the right
some.
Kind,
you
but gotta, it'll be
yeah,
fine.
You gotta play some games as well. And then you gotta tell her that. By the way, any gifts this year you're getting them spread out. You get them spread out across eight nights. You gotta wait each night. You gotta wait each night for those.
Okay.
Yeah, man, that's cool. Drew, we were texting a little bit. I know you were on the air Friday right after the game. I'm assuming people have settled down a little bit. We're still going to talk about the reality, which is the Chiefs' path to the playoffs is not great. But on Friday, how was everybody?
I think everybody was obviously disappointed. I don't know if they were necessarily dejected, but they were disappointed and know that they got to win every game from here on out. I think it was realistic in terms of how the game looked. It was no different, I think, than what we typically would see from a loss in terms of these are the things that went wrong. I think it's maybe, I don't know if there was more of a perspective of we need to figure out what Andy Reid, we need to look at Andy Reid a little bit more in terms of some of the offensive problems where,
sure,
like Mahomes obviously he made some really great plays and then at times throughout the season he hasn't looked like what we're used to seeing. Is that because Patrick Mahomes isn't as good or is it because he's being limited, if you will, maybe by the scheme or the potential to open up the offense and just let him kind of cook because the full complement of wide receivers is there.
Right.
The running game has been better. The offensive line up until, of course, this game has been relatively healthy and fully there. What exactly has been the reason why things have looked flat from an offensive side of things?
I think there's a lot of answers
I think that was a lot of more of the reaction is people were kind of coping in that regard of also the fact that Trent McDuffie and Jalen Watson look to be barbecue chicken throughout a majority of that game.
Yeah, coming up at 11, we'll go back into, I think, at least for me, two of my biggest takeaways from that game, and you hit on one of them right there at the end. But we'll get into that. The text line is wide open, 913-586-7965, as it always is, 913-586-7965. So good to be back. Glad everybody had a good holiday and everything as well. The Chiefs playoff path is where I want to start because we've done this conversation, I understand, for a few weeks and each week it gets worse and worse.
Uh-huh.
A few weeks back it was, all right, they can afford to lose one more as long as it's the Cowboys. Well, that's exactly what happened. So now we're in a spot where they can refuse. They cannot
afford
a single loss the rest of the way. I don't know, mathematically, technically at 10 wins, they would be alive. I just don't buy it because they're not going to have any tiebreaker.
Unless
at this
the Colts
point.
Lose every game.
And we can get in the Colts as well. They have to win five in a row, in my opinion. And that's the big question. Do you believe this team can win five in a row? They have six wins on the year. They have won three in a row, one portion of the season. And that was against Detroit. That was against the Raiders, and that was against the Commanders with Marcus Mariota, who obviously played great last night in a loss against the Denver Broncos. I was looking even at odds for this scenario to play out. Basically, I actually think from a betting angle, today's the launch day in Missouri, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can bet live in Missouri. to win five in a row, essentially to make the playoffs, the Chiefs are plus 106 to make the postseason. No is minus 130. It was like minus 105 right after the game on Thursday. And I thought that was a great bet to actually make. And I'll gladly be wrong on this. No, I do not think, Cody, the Chiefs are making the postseason. And I hope I'm wrong. I completely hope I'm wrong on this. You know that. But I do not believe in the biggest moments they are consistent enough. That's been the whole theme of the season, man. Like, they will have their moments where you buy that. They're so hard to quit. They're so hard to quit because what Drew even just said about Patrick Mahomes, I agree with it. But then we also see late in the game, he makes one of the more ridiculous plays you'll see of the entire season. He should have fallen on his ass. Everybody else does. Instead, he throws a bullet to, was that Xavier Worthy?
Xavier Worthy.
Yeah. I mean,
who I did not love his route to the end zone.
but like,
that's a small one.
Plays like that still, like, how do you quit? And in the way they started off in the game, even. That was the quickest, the fastest start they had of the entire season. They look great in their first 15 scripted. So that's why it's hard to quit. I hope I'm wrong. It all comes down to Sunday night, basically. If they beat the Texans, do you believe they can win the next four? And it'll be easy to talk ourselves into that. But even against the Broncos again or the Chargers, Cody, if there's a big play they have to make late, this year's team,
it
is not a play they're making consistently.
I got to say, they will have to have some very serious, and those will be the conversations we have at the end of the year if this is the way it goes. Some very serious self-reflection. If in a year in Patrick Mahomes' prime, you miss the playoffs, under any circumstance, I have buried other teams for doing this. It is embarrassing to miss the playoffs if you have Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. If you got one of the five or six best quarterbacks in the league, missing the playoffs is an embarrassment if they are healthy. Patrick Mahomes plays football for this team still. So, like, if they miss the playoffs, it will be embarrassing. Do I think they will miss? This is the toughest threshold to cross, in my opinion. Dusty got there a couple of weeks ago. You sound like you're there now. Even though you and I both knew that they could lose the Cowboys game and it wouldn't necessarily signify the end.
Correct. Which is why they still have a path if they went out.
I'm probably going to be the last one on board with this one, and that's fine because I don't think being on the other side is wrong. I will say for now, no. And the only reason is Patrick Mahomes still, to me, looks like that game on Thursday, they lost for him. He didn't do anything to, he didn't lose that
four
football
touchdowns
game for them.
Yeah, yeah.
They lost that football game for him. Everyone. Andy Reid, his defense, his special teams, I don't care. He didn't lose that football game. They lost it for him. And I know in a crunch time moment, and a couple of times this season, he's blown it. And I'm not saying that he hasn't been responsible for some of their losses. But it wasn't that one. And they've been better at home and better against bad teams. And that's mostly what's left on their schedule, either home games or games against bad teams. So I don't know.
Yeah, what's tricky about it?
Yes, I'll say they still make the playoffs.
What's tricky, they will be favorites in every single game the rest of the way. That's why it's hard to figure out. We all agree they will be a favorite in every single game the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. And they were just a favorite against Dallas and they lost. They were a favorite against the Colts and they won. They were a favorite against the Broncos and they lost outright. So this is the challenging thing. Because, I can see them winning in an individual circumstance. I can see them beating the Chargers. I can see them beating the Broncos and the Raiders, obviously, the last week of the season, and the Tennessee Titans. Heck, this Sunday, depending on where things are at with this offensive line, even against the Texans. I can see C.J. Stroud having a bad day at the office again. I can see it on an individual level. Can I see them stringing five together, getting out of their own way for five straight games? That's why I think it's over.
Especially
not that they can't win those individual ones. And I don't think they're only winning two games. Like, I don't think this is all crashing down. I think in all likelihood, they end up winning 10 games this season. And we're going to find out, as we all suspected, that Jags loss might hurt them. Although we'll get to the AFC South here in 10, 15 minutes, because suddenly we should all be rooting for the Jags to win the AFC South and the Colts not to because of the tiebreaker situation. So that's where it gets a little interesting, but they're just so hard to quit because on an individual game, man, I can of course make a strong case why they should win.
Yes.
And they will look for the first quarter of that game against the Cowboys. They look dominant. They look awesome.
And then they let Dak Prescott chew them up in the secondary. I'm not arguing that George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are easy to guard. That's obviously not the case, but this team is missing it for all the times. Last year's team had it. This year's team doesn't, which goes back to the, if they miss, it is embarrassing for them. We talk about this all this time, team versus expectation versus the things around you. Last year, you and I were saying it's not an embarrassment if the Royals were to make the playoffs, even if they fell short. This year's team is. To go to an AFC title game every single year, your starting quarterback is Patrick Mahomes, and to go to 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls, to in a healthy Patrick Mahomes year. Not he got hurt. Not he missed time. Miss me with the, now they're going to have offensive line issues. They had offensive line issues the entirety of last season.
It's just against the Texans. Wrong team not to have your left tackle against.
I'd say so. And they're still going to have to face the Denver Broncos again without their starting left tackle because he's obviously going to miss. Maybe by then they'll have their right guard. Maybe Juwan Taylor will be feeling at 100% by then. And look, I don't know what's going on with Justin Herbert's hand. They're making it sound like he could still play this weekend. Yeah. For all the games left, and the only reason, genuinely, the only reason my answer to yes today is I thought they could afford the Dallas loss and they have Patrick Mahomes. I got no other argument for. Everyone else probably should be on no. Like, I'm not even, on the wrong side of this, probably is the truth.
Yeah, look, I think the way we saw that last drive for the Cowboys play out where, the fumble, that's a fumble last year that the Chiefs easily recover for whatever reason. This year, they didn't recover. The Cowboys get their own fumble back. Like, those are the kind of breaks, the bounces literally of the football that this team had been getting. And this year, it's all not happening, man. It's all not happening for them. And that is why they're extremely frustrating. We'll talk more about Texans and Chiefs as the week gets going. The Texans are rolling right now. They're feeling very confident heading in to Arrowhead. But I also know it's Arrowhead on Sunday Night Football. And we know that's a different animal. The Chiefs have been a much different team at home than they have been on the road. And that is why it's so difficult to fully quit. All right, we'll get back to the NFL, and I want to talk about the AFC South here in 10 minutes or so, but the biggest story of the week Lane Kiffin, who is now the head coach at LSU after leaving Ole Miss, after winning the Egg Bowl on Friday. He said he was going to make a decision on Saturday, and then that dragged into Sunday afternoon, although we all kind of knew, I think.
All the reporting was
that he was headed to LSU. He goes to LSU. Ole Miss is going to be in the college football playoff and has a real chance, although I would argue without their coach, maybe not so much, but a real chance to win a national title.
He said, right? Get on the plane or you don't have a job.
He denied that in an interview with Marty Smith, but he at least took his offensive coordinator with him. Yeah. Charlie Weiss Jr. actually is his OC. So there's so many different angles.
Did you Kansas head coach?
No. We can get into this throughout the show because I think there's 3-4 plus layers to this story. I want to just start for now with the Lane Kiffin part. Then we can get to where we're at with college football playoff and what will happen and also chances that he succeeds at LSU and all that. But Lane Kiffin, the way this all played out, one, it's a tough spot for everybody involved. But if you're Ole Miss, I still think what happened yesterday in the last 24 hours is why you should never have allowed this deadline to get to this past Friday and Saturday. To me, you should have forced the issue a week or two ago. And I know you'll say, how could you do that? They were still playing games. The way it played out and how you basically let this get kind of ugly at the end, to me, is why you needed to have some sort of deadline and not allow Lane Kiffin to have all the time in the world that he needed to make the decision that we all know he was likely to make once the money was there. The other problem, though, of course, is that you have recruiting scholarships all opening up here in the next couple days, transfer portal next month. And so the timing of this, for the first time ever, we saw a coach that has a real chance to win a national title bail on his school. And he wanted to coach Ole Miss still. And I get that. I don't deny that. I think he absolutely still wanted it. You don't get to have it both ways, though. Right? Like, no.
He has the right to ask to coach. For sure. They have the right to tell him.
Exactly.
No.
I don't blame him for wanting to continue coaching Ole Miss while also accepting LSU. And I sure as heck don't blame the Ole Miss athletic department and their athletic director for saying, yeah, you don't get to do both. You don't get to eat your cake too, man. You don't get to leave for our SEC rival and then also still try to coach us to a national title. Yeah, you don't get both. That's just not how life works. What job? And I know college football is different. If you are a very valuable employee at your office, let's say you're not the owner of the company, because you're a very valuable employee, and you go to a competitor to the exact same line of work where you're very, very good at, and then I know you also have the ability to take my best employees with you, you don't get to hang around for 3 more weeks.
Yeah. And actively recruit everyone else.
It just doesn't work that way.
No. From a football standpoint, and very few jobs, I would say, you get to stick around and do this kind of thing. It happens occasionally, but not in college football. I don't blame him for asking. I don't think he did anything wrong by saying, I want to coach Ole Miss. I want to see this team through. These are my guys. But Ole Miss can't let him coach. Like, I mean, just plain and simple. They can't let him actively sit in a locker room of players he might very well take to LSU.
For sure.
And kick it with them for the next 3 weeks while you know he's taking another job. It just doesn't work. Now, I will say that was probably the biggest detriment to actually taking the job is that now you're going to leave a team in. We haven't seen this yet. We haven't seen a team in the college football playoffs coach leave while they are going to actively be in the playoff and have to just be coached by the defensive coordinator running the same offensive scheme, but without the offensive coordinator or everything else. It's going to be weird.
Now the permanent head coach, by the way, Pete Golding is actually the guy now.
They went ahead and that is very interesting.
I think the players like him, which is,
They're trying to keep it together for now for this run. And you know, I think I will personally be rooting for Ole Miss to go on a hell of a playoff run. I mean, I do feel like always with these college athletic decisions, where coaches leave and they have the right to leave.
You feel for the players.
The players always get screwed over. And and this is not me acting like, yes, I know they're all NIL now and they're making, some of them are making hundreds of thousand dollars. It doesn't mean that they're still not getting kind of screwed over here by the system that we have, which is deadlines cause all of this. Oh, in the NFL, I cannot interview for a head coaching job on December 15th in the middle of the Patriots, you know, run to the postseason right now, or Colts run, or whatever, right? I can't.
If you're head coach, you wouldn't.
And I can't interview you. If you're the OC with the Patriots, if you're Josh McDaniels.
You can do it after the first round of the playoffs, right?
I think so. But I can't interview right now. There are rules in place. These same rules are going to have to be put in place for college football moving forward. Because otherwise, you're right that we haven't seen it before. And I'm not going to act like this is going to happen every year. This will not be the last time. If that's the case, that there has to either be timelines that change or different language in some of these contracts that prevent, you know, poaching also while you're in the middle of this. And I know we want to talk more on this throughout the show. We just scratched the surface of it here. We got into a break.
We were a little late because Eric Stone Street, you know, really wanted to argue
with Dustin. We got cut short. We did. I want to talk more about this on the other side. I know Drew has some thoughts too. And then we'll get into the AFC South, which suddenly I have a scenario that I think is very realistic. I think the Colts are in big trouble. I'll explain why.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Why next? All right, we're just getting started here on a Monday. It is launch day in Missouri for sports wagering. So coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes, we'll have Mike Palm from Circa calling on the show just to talk about today, what it means. A lot of people were on Twitter last night talking about it. Yes, there are plenty of promotional offers out there. If you are a brand new customer, you can really get some of the awesome offers. If you're someone that already has an account with any of the books, you know the names, FanDuel, DraftKings, Circa, whatever, any of them. There are still bonuses. Like, there's the super boost going on. Basically, if a point is scored tonight in Monday Night Football, you essentially can get up to $50.
Imagine how sick you'd be if it went 0-0 tie.
Stop.
Oh, what a sick. I think they'd still honor it. What's funny?
Yeah.
I think they'd still just pay it out and be like, oh. Oops.
So if you already have an account, yeah, you just have to drive across the state line to Missouri, make said wager, and then you can move on with your day. So I will be doing that after the show. Today,
I live
with
a
couple,
the
you
side,
do
so.
You, with a couple, you get to experience what I've had for a couple years. I'm glad folks on the Missouri side can actually wager in live betting, you know, or if you're at Arrowhead or at Kauffman Stadium. So we'll talk about it with Mike Palm coming up in just a little bit. Finish up a little bit of the conversation we were having about Lane Kiffin, though, and him leaving. I saw somebody text in 913-586-7965 saying, hey, well, what about a couple of these group of five coaches that are leaving?
John Summerall, Eric Morris.
North Texas going to Okie State, or a Summerall going to Florida. Are they allowed to keep coaching? Yes. But I think they're not apples to apples situations. For starters, simply put, one's group of five, one's an SEC job. Ole Miss is recruiting the same player that LSU is recruiting. North Texas or Tulane not recruiting the same player that a Florida is recruiting. And so there's not the same conflict. It's not a rival school. To me, I don't think they're same scenarios whatsoever. That's why you let them continue to coach if you're a group of five.
I just don't think that those are – I think it's more common – when it's, he's at North Texas, a small school, he made it big time, they're more happy for you. Lane Kiffin was already coaching in an SEC school. I don't know. Same conference, it's different. I also think, like, sometimes if you are pro letting him coach, think about this as if this were a rivalry state, because it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's say Eli Drinkwitz took the job at Kansas, and they said, or Leipold took the job in Missouri. Would you want him coaching the other school the rest of the, hell no. That's just not how it works. I don't blame Lane Kiffin for trying.
But his reputation, everything people have said about him is 100% true.
The
narcissistic nature and how he operates and everything. Come on. It's hard to deny that. Like, the 30 for 30 came out and he was trying to change his image a little bit. No, he is who he is. And that's fine. But, like, he is who he is. And I don't fault him for taking a job where they're going to pay you $100 million over 7 years. And I do think long term, recruiting wise, as great as he's done at Ole Miss, I do think he will have advantages at LSU as it gets revved up here in the next year or so. I believe it. Now, if you don't win a national title in the next 3 or 4 years, his ass will be run out of town there too. But you know what? He'll take that risk because there's $100 million coming his way.
I still got to say, one of the funniest, did you see this, Drew? The LSU is part of his contract negotiation. He got LSU to pay out any bonus he would get for the college football player for Ole Miss. So if Ole Miss wins a national championship, he'll still get $1 million.
Unbelievable.
He'll still get $1 million. He'll just get paid by LSU instead of Ole Miss.
That's crazy.
I will say it would be pretty hilarious because I know you mentioned it in the last segment. I think all of us are kind of rooting for Ole Miss now.
Absolutely.
Just because they've become almost, they're not as much of an underdog as like the group of five, but I think given all of the circumstances, it would be a really feel good story if they somehow actually got it done.
If they won the national championship, do you think Lane Kiffin is a national champion head coach?
No. No.
No.
Nope.
I'm just asking. See the argument, right?
But no,
he
because
he coached them all the way to the college football.
No, because you have to, for their spot. Assuming they got the bye, they'd have to win 3 games, correct?
Yes, but they're not going to get the bye.
Okay, so they have to win 4 games.
They'll have to win the first round, quarter, semi, and then final.
That's
too many. Yeah, you don't get it.
What if there's three? Let's say they had a bye.
No, I think it'd have to be one. Like, literally, if there was one game left, then I would argue. If he coached all the way up until the semis, then I think there would be more of an argument. No, he's not. And I don't know where you guys are at just on, you know, the chances for success at LSU. Like, I will be rooting for Ole Miss. And I actually hope Lane Kiffin at LSU in general, I hope Ole Miss next year when he goes back to Mississippi, I hope LSU gets their butts kicked by Ole Miss. It'd be hilarious.
I think that is also one of the most underrated parts of this whole storyline is that they play in Oxford next year. And that schedule too, I mean, I believe they have A&M, they have Texas, they have Ole Miss, they have Clemson, of course, because they're still playing those back-to-backs.
That's their opener next year.
Not that Clemson is the same Clemson, but I will say Clemson is Clemson. And you go along the line, Alabama, of course, like the schedule is not very friendly. So he's going to be asked to do a lot from year one. And of course you got higher expectations, at LSU. It's hard to fault him for leaving, but the way that this whole thing kind of went down, similar to what you guys were saying, it just gives off a really ugly, a really ugly feel to it. And I think that's why a lot of people ultimately in the end, the players are the ones, of course, that get affected. But and we'll get into this more. But the coaches are not that they don't have a choice, but there's somewhat of a stance that the coaches are kind of put in a position where they have to pick which one they want. And if you're already out the door to go to another place, then you're kind of already out the other door. That's what makes the John Summerall thing so delicate is, well, Florida's letting him coach in the playoff, which is obviously one of the nicer side of things. But comparing these two is not exactly the same, as you guys mentioned.
So a little bit later on the show, we'll get into what is our solution to try to solve a little bit of this weird timing that makes it very, very awkward and causes emotions to get out of control, understandably so, when you're dealing with these kind of contracts and certainly moves like this. But I want to talk about the AFC South because the Colts lost again yesterday. The Jacksonville Jaguars, are first place in the AFC South right now.
So many division leaders I don't even think are good teams.
It's a weird year. It's a weird year in the AFC and I guess in the NFL in general with where things, the Bears are a one seed right now. Mm-hmm. Who would have predicted that? The Patriots, of course, and the Broncos. I think there's a tiebreaker thing right now, but the Broncos, if the Patriots win tonight, the Patriots would be the one seed. Otherwise the Broncos are at this point in time. Tell me if you think I'm way off on this. Looking at the Colts, one, how they're playing. They got a quarterback with a fractured fibula. We saw what two teams in back-to-back weeks have kind of done to Jonathan Taylor. They've really bottled him up.
Sauce is out for a couple of weeks, you're saying. Not long-term, but he's going to miss some time.
He was in a walking boot or whatever it was at the end of the game. They have a game against Jacksonville on the road coming up. Huge, huge divisional game. At Seattle, very tough game. 49ers, who are playing really good football. The Jags again, and then the Texans, who they just lost to, the final game of the season, and that might be to decide the division. I don't know. I don't think it's crazy. I think the Colts win one more game the rest of the season.
Which means you think the Colts are the team the Chiefs can best catch?
I believe the Jags or the Texans. Hopefully it's not the Texans, because that means the Chiefs lost to the Texans. But I think the Jags or Texans are winning that division. You know, I've looked at the Colts, and I just haven't been a huge believer going back weeks and weeks. I think we're all starting to see it all kind of crumble for them a little bit. I believe they will win one more game. Maybe it's this week against Jacksonville. And if they only win one more game, they don't win the division. They finish with 9 wins and they won't have the tiebreakers. Nobody with 9 wins is getting the wild card. So they will not make the playoffs. The Colts will not make the postseason.
That's a bold stance for sure. And great news for the Chiefs playoff chances. Doesn't mean the Texans can't get in or somebody else's team, but that's one team you actually, of the few teams you have a tiebreaker against, the Colts are actually one of them.
Yep.
So they don't have a tiebreaker. So if anything, if you think that's the case, and now because they have the same record, we are rooting for the Jags this weekend. I would have not predicted that a couple of weeks
ago. Chiefs beat the Texans, Jags beat the Colts. That's the best scenario for this weekend.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the Chiefs are, they'd be 7-6, and then the Colts would be down to 8-5.
Yep.
So you'd only be one game back of them and a tiebreaker, and they still have a very difficult schedule. And you would then have a win against the Texans, another team, because they're chasing a bunch of teams in the playoffs right now. Too many to keep track of.
Yeah, the Chiefs are the 10th seed right now.
Look, here's the truth.
Or 10th spot.
That's fine. But when you look at it right now, I think there are only two teams the Chiefs can catch. I think we're down to two teams, and that's why their playoff odds are so thin. One, I agree with you, I think at this point is the Colts, because they have the tiebreaker against them. And the other is the Chargers, a team who I expected to beat the Raiders and did, but now have a quarterback who's going to be having a surgically repaired non-throwing hand and struggled in the second half of that game with said surgically, or not even, just broken hand in the rest of that game. And their schedule really toughens up the rest of the way, including the Chiefs have a chance to catch up one of the two games they trailed them by beating them in one of the later weeks of the season. So I only think there are two teams the Chiefs can catch. It's Colts and Chargers at this point. There's not as, I don't,
and we agree.
Forget the Bills and these other ones. I don't trust them to catch any of those and have a tiebreaker and everything else in between.
The Bills are going to be a wild card team. So yeah. And you don't have the tiebreaker. So that part is over. I agree with you. We're really talking about an AFC South team probably. And in any of these scenarios, it requires the Chiefs beating the Texans. So none of it, Mike, if the Chiefs lose the Texans, none of this
matters. Season, they're missing the playoffs and we're done.
But I really, watching the Colts, man, and watching what the Jags are doing, watching what the Texans are doing, especially if they were to beat the Chiefs on Sunday, I think the Colts are going to miss the playoffs. After all this, after this great start, and Shane Steichen, Coach of the Year candidate, Daniel Jones, he's got a fractured fibula. Then? He is not looking. Yeah.
If they miss Daniel the playoffs, Jones, will they still pay him?
I think they would. They will look
at mistake.
I think so. They will look and they would say, he's got the dude's playing with a fractured fibula. You can tell we thought he didn't move well against the Chiefs. It's gotten worse. He barely can move out there. and they've become a little more predictable. Teams have, you know, obviously focused in on them a bit more, especially their division rivals who play them so often. I think the Colts are in big, big trouble.
I don't think it's out of the question, certainly, the way we're talking about it. But it does, again, it invites a problem where you can't just have the Colts lose, Gold. They got to lose and lose and lose for you to do there.
Yeah, I think they at least get one more. I don't think they lose out. That would be pretty wild. But I think they win one more. And I don't. Maybe it's a divisional game. And at that point, I guess that would be bad news for the Chiefs. But Seattle, I mean, I just don't see it.
For what it's worth, the Colts might be the only chance the Chiefs have of getting to the playoffs with 10 wins. As in, they could lose.
Right.
They could lose one more game. Now, it requires still beating the Texans and other teams falling out of it. And I don't know, one of the two, I guess you got the tiebreaker on the Ravens, but like one of those teams kind of falling out of it too.
Steelers this week.
Yeah. And so they, like one of those have got to figure it out at some point, you would think. So it still requires some other things, but the Colts are the only way you could win 10 games and actually still go to the playoffs because they could still win two games. Here's the thing. I don't think the Colts are going to the playoffs just because I don't think they're winning three. Like, it's not about them losing out or only winning one. They win two, I don't think they make the playoffs because I think the Chiefs will still get to 10 wins, I think. Or some other team will get to 10 wins to knock them out. And if they're going to start losing to all these teams late, they're not going to have a lot of tiebreakers either. That was a huge win in retrospect for the Chiefs. Even though you and I, you know, think their playoff odds are devastating lows. I will say, if they miss the playoffs, pay Daniel Jones. And I know they don't want to go back and pay another quarterback. And they're going to say for the first 8 weeks, we're the number one offense in football. And then the man broke his leg. And we'll
he's going to get paid.
And fine.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing whether or not he will or will not be paid. I'm telling you, mistake.
I agree. But then here's the thing. What's the alternative? Because they're going to be a good enough team where they're picking 15th to 20th. And so you're not getting one of the top tier quarterbacks. You know, you're in a weird spot as an organization.
I don't have a better solution for them, admittedly. I'm just telling you that they're stuck. and by the way, being stuck, it's harder, I think, in this case, to just burn it to the ground. But what I'm telling you is, for franchise sake, you actually are better doing it. Here's another problem. They gave up the world, all their first-round picks, for Sauce.
Right.
So, like, they actually can't. Yeah.
That's when that trade went down, I think we even had the conversation. This means they are planning on extending Daniel Jones.
That's their problem, is that they can't solve their problems via the draft because they gave up their draft pick selections in order to keep Sauce Gardner. And so they've pinned themselves into a corner. It just looks a lot less fun now. That's all I'm saying, is because where they are and where they're stuck, I don't even disagree. I can't believe they're going to miss win the division or miss the
playoffs. I think the Colts end up missing the playoffs. They win one game, maybe two more the rest of the way, and they end up missing the playoffs. Daniel Jones's play, the fibula, the schedule, I don't think it bodes well for them. Exciting news in Kansas City today, especially on the Missouri side, where sports wagering finally launched. A lot of people have been texting in asking about all sorts of offers and what apps are available. One of those apps, and for the first time for many people are going to use it, is Circa Sports. You guys know we've got a great relationship with them out in Las Vegas, and they have a brand new app available in the state of Missouri, and we welcome in Mike Palm from Circa Sports. Mike, great to have you on. I understand you're actually in the state of Missouri. I'll say you're on the wrong side of the state line, but that's all right, or the wrong side of the state, but that's all right. You're enjoying the weather that we're having in the state at this point in time.
We're waiting for the snow. Where's this big snowstorm?
It's here.
Maybe tonight.
It's maybe tonight.
Yeah, maybe tonight in St. Louis. They said like 6-7 o'clock, but that's fine. I like to see snow. I'm from Iowa, so we're here at the Union Station Hotel, just blocks from the Enterprise Center, where we'll be at the Ducks Blues game tonight. But really excited to launch in the great state of Missouri and taking wagers. They started rolling in right at midnight, and some decent bets. Some good four-figure bets already on the Monday Night Football game and on the Ducks game tonight.
I was going to ask you, do you have any idea what was maybe the first wager or one of the wagers that stood out right when it launched?
The first wager we took was for the the Blues to win in regulation plus 110. That was the very first bet we took in Missouri.
Okay. I thought maybe it might end up being a Patrick Mahomes to somehow find a way to get this team back into the playoffs is what I was hoping for.
Well, that'd be like a lottery ticket, maybe. I'm just kidding, guys. They keep taking my money. They took my money. I had them on the money line against Denver. Uh-huh. I laid three against the Cowboys. I'm stubborn there.
Well, we're not alone, at least on that end, because we were talking about one of the odds earlier of like them to make the playoffs. Right now, they're minus money to miss the playoffs. That's got to be a first in Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And yet it feels like the right bet, but I can't quit the Chiefs that easily.
I can't quit them either. The problem is they're two games behind, and they have a very manageable schedule. Who knows what's going to happen here, but they're in the worst division to be in the AFC with two pretty solid teams in front of them. So we'll see. I mean, we had a lot of futures on Kansas City this year. So, I mean, if they miss the playoffs, at least we lose that liability. It was actually Kansas City and the Seahawks. We might be in trouble with the Seahawks.
Yeah, Seattle certainly looks really strong. We're talking to Mike Palm from Circa Sports. The Circa Sports app launched today in the state of Missouri. Pretty simple, right? They can just go to the app store, sign up process. What, takes 2 minutes?
Yeah, less actually. I walked through it with our Uber driver last night. It took like 90 seconds. But be sure you get, I will say this, it's Circa Sports, not Circa Sports with another state attached to it, because that's Circa Sports Kentucky, Circa Sports Illinois. That's the old software. This Circus Sports, it's a white icon, not the blue with a little white lettering. This is almost all white with a little blue lettering. And that's the new app that we developed that we launched in Iowa in October and that we're using here in Missouri.
You can do a much better job at explaining this than I can, Mike. But I was trying to even off air talking to some people around the office, some friends, trying to explain, you know, Circa, for those that haven't gone out to Vegas, just the betting experience is going to be a little bit different in terms, if you're someone that is not wanting to worry about getting limited by an app because you're winning or whatever it may be, that's not something that you guys do.
No, if you're somebody that one, who likes to bet five or six figures on games, or two, is successful, I think we're the right option for you, because we will let you bet the highest limits in all the state of Missouri. And two, if you're a successful bettor, that's okay with us. We'd like to use your information to help us come to the right number more quickly. So that's sort of what differentiates us here, you know, with a lot of the other competitors. You know, they do a lot of things great, and I don't want to say anything negative, but a lot of times if you show a propensity to win, the amount of bets that you're allowed to make, the wagers are going to slowly decrease. I've seen that with myself. You know, you win for a couple months, and all of a sudden, you know, you're betting $1,100 on a game, and all of a sudden you can only bet $550, and all of a sudden you can only bet $220, and by the time it's done, you can only bet $22, and then they're just telling you, we don't want you.
All right, people are texting in, and I'll ask you, people want to know if there's any, do you guys have anything going? I know you're doing a big thing with the Blues tonight, but anything for people that are signing up?
So, not yet. And I'll be honest with you, the reason we didn't launch with a bunch of promos right now is because we wanted to make sure the app was working well. And, you know, like the first 3 weeks in Iowa, we had some struggles. The end game wasn't working right. And so we didn't, you know, you got to come out with these campaigns a month ahead of time. So we're slowly easing into it. There's going to be a couple big promotions coming up. So I would say stay tuned. One of them involving getting free rooms at Circa in Las Vegas. Another one, we're going to give away a ton of money leading up into Super Bowl based on how much money you wager over, let's say, a 2 week or a month time period. So they're coming. They're not there maybe like DraftKings or FanDuel today, where, you know, you can deposit your 200 and get 200 matches or whatever they're doing, but they're coming soon. Let's put it that way.
Get some free rooms. That way they can come see us if we're out there during contest weekend or other times.
Yeah, come and hang out with you guys at Stadium Swim.
Absolutely. Real quick, I have to ask, if Cody just brought up contest weekend, talk about chaos on Thanksgiving. Four underdogs win on Thursday and Friday. I'm a little bummed out, Mike. I had some shares and a few entries that are completely gone, and the contest went from, what, 900 remaining to, what are we at, 30?
We're at 45 right now with one pending on the Patriots tonight. Yeah, we went from 900 to 49 in Survivor. And, you know, if you saved Baltimore and you saved the Eagles, what did you do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. You had a touchdown or more favorite. Maybe the lesson is, on these very tricky holiday weeks on their own, instead of trying to save one or two good teams, you save two teams in one game and just play both sides if you can have multiple.
Honestly, yeah.
That would be the way to get through, right? I mean, and I have friends that were in that talked about playing the Bears, and they had two entries, one Eagles, one Bears. A guy that had four entries, two Eagles, two Bears, but they ended up going all in on the Eagles. And from a game theory standpoint, playing the Bears made sense if you thought they were live, because you knew the field would come drastically down. And you know, you didn't know Baltimore would lose, but you would figure you would cut the field in half already. And then in the Grandissimo, the $100,000 buy-in where we had 69 entries, all six got eliminated. Three had Baltimore, three had Philadelphia. So the contest ends on Black Friday, and those six entries each get $1.15 million.
Yeah, so even if they may not have wanted to chop, but they're all chopping, whether they liked it or not. At least somebody, you know, they're getting home with some cash there. Mike, appreciate it. We can't wait to be back out in Vegas. Congratulations on the Circa Sports app launching today in Missouri.
Thanks, guys, and look for us to be doing some stuff with the Royals as well. Appreciate the time.
Awesome. There you go. Mike Palm from Circa joining us. So sounds like maybe a month or so from now, something like that, there'll be some sign-up offers. Nice. For people who are asking on the text line. One of the many apps that are available now with the state of Missouri launching sports wagering.
Plus, as you know, we love staying. If you're a sports fan, Circa's a great place to stay out there.
Yeah, by the way, that's CIRCA, somebody was asking. Yeah.
It's like, it's the casino for sports fans. They've got Stadium Swim and the billion TVs and an excellent sports book. You and I have talked about this before when we go out there a couple times a year. It's just if you're a sports fan, it's kind of the hotel. Plus, you know, as a person with kids, I kind of like the it's 21 and older.
Yeah.
Oh, it's. I kind of like that there are no kids. Is that bad? You know, I'm out there in Vegas. I'm never there with my kids. It's kind of a perfect fit for me.
But today is definitely a good day. Whatever, you know, as he mentioned, there's all these other apps that are out there as well. Take advantage of any of it, whether it's going to be their offer here in the next couple of weeks or months ahead, or today, the offers that are out there for people that are wagering in Missouri. Why not? This is the only other time
you're driving over to the Missouri side
after the show. Yeah. So I'll take advantage of a couple of the offers that are
going to be
on.
Driving in the snow. It looks like,
yeah, you know what? Look, so I was probably way too excited today. You guys obviously have heard me talking about Chevy and Ford. And so I'm back in the F-150 and I was way too excited to see the forecast. I was like, this, you know what?
Well, you were excited to see the snow.
I was, cause I was like, you know, I actually get to turn on the slippery road, you know, setting for four wheel drive on the F-150 and yeah, drove in great.
Lot less
stressful, Drew. Not having to worry about it, driving a car that doesn't have four-wheel drive. I enjoyed the heated seats, heated steering wheel. It was amazing.
I'm supposed to go look at cars today.
Not a great day to look at cars, maybe, necessarily. But you know what? Why not, man? Why not?
Maybe this actually can be like a test. Like how do you perform in the snow?
You're always going to get a little snow in Kansas City.
Go talk to the folks over at Charter Mission Ford if you are looking for a new vehicle. They got their blue event still going on, by the way, today as well. All right, up next, I want to talk more about the biggest takeaway that each one of us had from the Chiefs Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, and how do we see the AFC and the NFC right now? We mentioned already it's a little weird, but like actually, who are we trusting at this point in time? That's coming up next here on Cody and Gold.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.